الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ماء زمزم لما شرب له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected علماء اکرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and there is nothing like iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam, and there is no other way of life like Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Quran Kareem, and there is nothing like Quran Kareem. There is no similitude for Quran Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Shariat of Islam. There is no other Shariat which comes near Shariat of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to be the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no Ummat after Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we worship Allah, and Allah is unique in His uniqueness. There is no ilah besides Allah. There is no deity of worship besides Allah. There is nothing like Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we are the drinkers of Zamzam, and the qualities of Zamzam and virtues of Zamzam, there is no other water like it. We have been describing the history. Now two sections are left. One is the virtues of Zamzam, the virtues and the favors and the boons of Zamzam, and the other is the etiquettes, the mannerism attached to Zamzam. How do we drink it? What can we use it for, etc.? But before I commence with the virtues, in brief, what has happened so far? We have discussed how the Zamzam was discovered. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went out for one of his preaching responsibilities with his wife Hazrat Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Sarah was gifted Hazrat Hajira. Then Hazrat Sarah took Hazrat Hajira and gifted Hazrat Hajira to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came with Hazrat Hajira back to Makkatul Mukarramah. Hazrat Sarah, she stayed away somewhere in Egypt, in that area. And Hazrat Hajira was young, she was expecting, and she gave birth to Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And the call of giving da'wat came once again. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left Hazrat Hajira and the baby Ismail near the Kaaba and proceeded once again for da'wat and tabligh and preaching of Tawheed. Hazrat Hajira began to run between Safa and Marwa. Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam came and struck where the Zamzam well is. Water began to come out there. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Hajira, she gathered that water, and she gathered the soil around that water, saying Zam Zam in her language, meaning stop, stop. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if my mother Hajira did not say Zam Zam, then it should have flooded the world, meaning there should have been rivers upon rivers of Zam Zam. Respected elders, after that, birds were seen in that area. A tribe called Jur'um tribe came and settled down and negotiated with Hazrat Hajira, saying that we want the well. She said, you can take the water of the well, but you cannot take the well itself. And for the water of the well, there was some remuneration arranged. They had to give certain amount of goats. So every time they used the water from Zamzam, they gave some goats. And that is how Hazrat Hajira and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam were able to spend their life. The earth portion, which is the horseshoe portion by the Kaaba, is divided into the Hatim and the Hijra Ismail. Hazrat Ismail and his mother, Hazrat Hajira, should stay there. That's why it's called Hijra Ismail. Subsequently, the Jurum tribe, they became rebellious, disobedient to Allah, and became quarrelsome. As a result of internal and inside fighting, they left Makkatul Mukarrabah. Before they left Makkatul Mukarrabah, they covered the well of Zamzam. They covered it up. And they put inside two golden calves, like sculptures, like idols, and they put it inside. And also swords. And the swords were, the handles of the swords were studded with diamonds and pearls and rubies, etc. But they covered it up and they proceeded. In the time of the grandfather of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abdul Muttalib, he wanted to discover the Zamzam. And he had three visions which I explained to you. And it was shown to him in the last vision exactly the spot where the Zamzam was. He went with his son Abdul Haris, and they dug up and they found the Zamzam, they found those calves also. That was taken out and put in another well. That well is inside the Kaaba. And I've explained to you, in the Haram itself there are three wells. One is the Bir-e Dawood, one is the Bir-e Zamzam, and one is the Bir-e inside the Kaaba itself. The Bir-e Dawood is towards Misfala section. And the hotels in Makkah al-Mukarramah get the water from there. Respected elders, after Abdul Muttalib discovered the Zamzam, all the members of the Quraysh said, we want to have a share in this. So they decided to resolve the matter. They said, we'll go to Syria. There is a soothsayer in Syria, astrologist, soothsayer. And that person called Shia will make the decision. Whilst the caravan and the group of Abdul Muttalib and the caravan of the Quraysh was going towards Syria, they ran out of water. And the next morning, water was discovered under the foot of the camel of Abdul Muttalib. So all parties unanimously agreed that Abdul Muttalib is fortunate. Why must we go to Syria? This is a clear indication that he must become the custodian and the guardian of Zamzam water. So alhamdulillah, he became the custodian of the well of Zamzam, the water of Zamzam. History shows that the well of Zamzam initially was in the control of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and his mother Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then the tribe called Quwaisi Kalb. After the Quwaisi Kalb, it came into the Quraysh, and from the Quraysh subsection Ibn the Hashim tribe. The Hashim tribe subsection Abdul Muttalib. From Abdul Muttalib, during the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it came in the tribe of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And up to today, although the Zamzam has been controlled mechanically with machinery, etc., but the final say of what is going to happen with Zamzam, etc., if they want to put one extra pump or they want to do some renovation, etc., then the tribe from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has got the final say. Similarly, like the key of the Kaaba, when I discussed that, there is a particular tribe that is in charge of the key, not the custodian, not the king, etc. These tribes are still in charge. So respected elders, then the well was discovered, and alhamdulillah, water has been given out from that time right up to today. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated And I quoted this in the last discussion we had, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you if you look at the Kaabatullah, and if you look at the Kitabullah, and if you look at your parents, and if you look at the Zamzam, and if you look at the face of an alim. Respected elders, all of these five, they have got certain responsibilities. And when you look at the Kaaba, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends there. When we look at the Quran Kareem, the Kitabullah, we will read and get sawab and learn things. When we look at our parents, then we will think at the difficulties they underwent and appreciate that. And he who appreciates mankind will appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the face of an alim, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the alims, alims, make the hafizes, hafizes, make the Muslims, Muslims, make the hajis, hajis, make us practical people. Then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take some work from us. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi states that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you eyesight, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you eyesight, then look at four things. Then look at four things. One is Kaabatullah. And second is Rozatu Rasulullah, meaning where Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is buried. And thirdly is Kitabullah. Look at the Quran Kareem. And fourthly is Awliyaullah. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi said that look at four things. One is Kaabatullah. One is Kitabullah. Secondly, Kitabullah. Thirdly, Roza Rasulullah. And Awliyaullah. Awliyaullah, pious servants of Allah, righteous servants of Allah. Respected elders, we have got a concept in our mind. Two things we have got in our mind. One is that a saint, the definition of a saint, inshallah one day I'll come and give a whole discussion on saint. Who is a saint? How you recognize him? All those things. But in brief, we've got one concept that a saint is a person, he must show some miracles. He must come flying on the air, walking on the water, and he must display some strange, strange things. Then he says this person is saint. Whereas a saint is that person who fulfills the faraiz of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wajibat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is regular with the sunnah and waqidah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stays away from major sins. He tries to avoid minor sins. He's a saint of the age. The respected elders, he does not have to come flying and walking on water for us. Another concept we've got in our mind, perhaps because of our upbringing, that we think, as soon as when you talk of a saint, you think the saint can only come from India and Pakistan. You think only saints are produced in India and Pakistan. And if you have to tell a person that, you know, in Turkey there is a saint, or there in Russia there is one saint, or there in Zambia or Malawi there is one saint, then it starts, you think, you know, saint. Saint that is besides the Indian that is a saint. Very difficult to understand this. So we should get out of this idea. Remember, sainthood has no color attached to it. A person can be very, very dark in complexion, but he can be the saint of the era of the time. He can be the saint of the time. So saint has got no geographical boundaries, that saint only comes from this side and not from this side. Saint only comes from east and not from west. And saint doesn't mean that he must come only from my village and not your village, and from only your village and not my village. Saint got nothing like that. A person who is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can be very looking very ugly and not handsome at all. And he can be male or female, respected elders. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person and he loves Allah and he decides to go towards Allah, Allah will bless him and make him a saint. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, one of the superiority factors of Zamzam is that after the conquest of Mecca, or during the conquest of Mecca, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came into Makkatul Mukarramah for the conquest of Mecca, then before coming in the day, the night, what they did, according to the instructions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Muslims encamped outside Mecca in the valleys. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that spread out, spread your fires. So when the enemy looking at them, they say, the Muslims are great in number. Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, who at that stage was not a Muslim, when he also came and saw, he said, the Muslims are great in number. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came, and those who are who know Makkah al-Mukarramah, there is a road, it's called Shahre Khalid ibn Walid, the street of Khalid ibn Walid. It is what we call Shubayka area. And respected elders, that road, if you go that road straight, you go that road straight, it will come to one maternity hospital presently. And near that maternity hospital, there is a well. It's called Birratua. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came there first. He came to Birratua. And the people told him that, Ya Rasulullah, that this water is not sweet. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah, this water is bitter. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that bring some water. So they brought some water from Birratua, and he gargled and put the water back into the well. As soon as he did that, that well began to produce immediately sweet water. The change, the color, the taste of the water changed immediately. And only 2-3 years ago they have closed that well. Up to today it was giving out nice sweet water. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down, and those who are accustomed to the local area, there is a masjid in Shubayka. It's a big masjid now. They have Jummah there also. Then he stopped there. It's called Khalid ibn Walid Masjid. He stopped there. And the next one, he came right into the haram. When he came into the haram, then he drank from the zamzam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from the zamzam, and he washed his face, and some of that water fell back into the well of zamzam. And also he asked for water, he put it in his blessed mouth, and put the water back into zamzam. So the zamzam has got that superiority, that the leftover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mouth is also in the well of zamzam. Hafiz ibn Hajar Askalani rahmatullah alayhi says that the well of zamzam is more superior than even the well of water of Kawthar of Jannah. Because in the time of Miraj, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his chest was opened in the Hatim. Jibreel alayhi salam, he brought a tray and placed it near Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made from life flat, and the water was used from Zamzam, not from Jannah. What is there? Jibreel should have brought the water from Zamzam, but that was not the case. Brought the water from Zamzam, and he utilized it to wash the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went away back to Madinah to Munawwara, then he should call for Zamzam. He should call for that water. He loved the water of Zamzam. Respected elders, Sahabi says that when we should get the letter or the instruction of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he requires Zamzam, when we got that information in the night, we did not wait for the daybreak. Immediately we got the letter. If it was in the night, then we dispatched the Zamzam, 2 mashkiza, leather bags of water, we should send for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we got the letter in the daytime, then we should not wait for the night. As soon as we got the letter in the day, we should prepare the leather bags, fill it up with Zamzam, and send it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. And how merciful is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by that action. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for that water to Madinatul Munawwara, today we can easily and comfortably say that it is absolutely permissible for any person to say, I require Zamzam in any part of the world, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for Zamzam water. Otherwise, what you should have said, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not call for Zamzam water, why do you all call for Zamzam water? Now, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for Zamzam water, we can say it is permissible to call for Zamzam water, to request for Zamzam water, to order for Zamzam water, irrespective of where we are in the world. Hadith that we have recited, famous hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the water of Zamzam is for whatever you drink it for. Meaning that if a person has got any ailment or any request or any desire, then if he drinks that water, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his request. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his dua. Now the method is very simple. that while we holding the zamzam and taking it in the mouth, and while the water is in the mouth, that you make the intention, and you make intention for anything and everything that is permissible. Anything and everything that is permissible. This is an important factor too. In dua, you must ask for everything that is permissible. Don't ask for something that is not permissible. And everything that is permissible, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. And the experience says also that, respected elders, when you drink the water of Zamzam, have firm faith Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua, and Allah answers the duas when we have full yaqeen that while drinking the water of Zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens and answers the duas. Hafiz Baghdadi, great scholar in Islam, he said that he drank the water 3 times, meaning 3 times he made dua while drinking the water. And he said, I made dua that, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to complete Tariq Baghdad. The Tariq, history of Baghdad, is a voluminous work. And this person completed it. He says, I drank the water, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, Ya Allah, grant me ability to complete this. And he completed the Tariq Baghdad. Second dua he made, that he must complete a work called Tadweer Mansur, which he also completed. Third dua he made, Ya Allah, when I pass away, I must be buried near Bishr Hafi. Hazrat Bishr Hafi is a great saint. One day I'll tell you about him. Hazrat Bishr Hafi is buried in Baghdad area. So he made dua, Ya Allah, I must be buried near him. And when he passed away, they buried him at the foot of Hazrat Bishr Hafi's grave. Respected elders, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves two places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves two places. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like two places. The two places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that one is Makkatul Mukarramah. And secondly, is where Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he was sent out onto the earth, that where Hazrat Adam alayhi salam landed, that place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. And the two places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like is, one is Hazrat al-Maut. Hazrat al-Maut, the new name for it is Beirut. Beirut. And the other place, respected elders, is, I cannot pronounce it, but I can spell it for you, is Alif Lam. Ha, Qaf, Alif, and Fa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, does not like these places. And another hadith, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves one well and does not like one well. One well, the well of Zamzam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the well of Zamzam. And the well he does not like is the well is that Hazrat al-Maut, the in Beirut. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that many kuffar souls are kept in that well. Many kuffar souls are kept in that well. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala says that if a person comes to Makkatul Mukarramah, he makes the tawaf of the Kaaba, and then he makes his 2 rakat salah behind the Makaba Ibrahim, and then he drinks Zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. Respected elders, and the dua the person makes while he is drinking the well of the water of Zamzam is, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya. Ya Allah, I seek beneficial knowledge. Ilman, knowledge. Nafiya, beneficial. Wa rizqan halalan tayyiban wasiya. That I seek risk, provision, which is wide and has got a lot of barakat in it, and which is sufficient. وَشِفَا بِكُلِّ دَا. And I seek cure from every ailment. I seek cure from every ailment. Respected elders, it is stated about the well of Zamzam itself. Water, Saibe Azba wa Nazayn. There is a person who has written a book on principles of jurisprudence. He says that the well of Zamzam produces Zamzam, which is the highest status. Only one other water had higher status than the well, the water of Zamzam, was that water that came out from the fingers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. in an expedition, water ran out. Sahaba came with a little bowl of water to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand in the bowl and water began to sprout out and shoot out. That water which came out from the fingers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that water, because it came from the body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has got the higher status. After that is Zamzam, after that is the Hawza Kawthar water. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that that portion of body which has been satiated, has been satisfied with Zamzam, the fire of Jahannam will not go there. Ulama Ikram have stated that when a person drinks Zamzam and it goes into his stomach and it goes into his body, then inshallah the fire of Jahannam will not touch that, because Jahannam fire and Zamzam cannot go together. Jahannam fire and Zamzam cannot go together. Respected elders, so we should love and honor the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Zamzam water. Lately, the last time when I was speaking to the civil engineer of the Haram, he told me that two times of the year the water of Zamzam increases in production, the well increases the production. Automatically, by the will of Allah, miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is during the Hajj period. As the Hajj is increased, the water increases, the well produces more water. As the Hajj is decreased, the water level comes down. And the second time is the Ramzan time. As the people come in more for Ramzan, more water is produced. And when the people go away from Ramzan, then the water level comes down. He said at times during Hajj especially, they have to create 6 extra outlets so that the well does not burst. The well does not burst out because the well is producing so much water. Respected elders, this is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the doctors, the medical practitioners will bear witness. They say as that a woman, when she gets pregnant, and as the pregnancy time is expiring, meaning that the birth of the child is coming closer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts milk into the breast. And by the time the baby is born, there is enough milk for the baby to get fed with. And as the weaning period goes away, then milk in the breast becomes less. This is the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the well of Zamzam is getting its water from three places. It's getting its water from three places. There is one canal coming from Safa, there is one canal coming from Marwa, and there is one canal coming from Hajar Aswad. From these three places, their water is coming through and feeding the well of Zamzam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that the well, that the canal that is coming from Hajar Aswad, that one is coming directly from Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is coming from Jannat. And it has been, the well of Zamzam has got a blessed place in the Haram, in Makkatul Mukarramah, near the Kaaba, in the Masjid al-Haram. How fortunate we are, and we should make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to appreciate the water of Zamzam, and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take every Muslim to the Masjid al-Haram so that he can go and drink the well from the well of Zamzam, standing and looking at the Kaaba, he can drink the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good Muslims, practical Muslims, respectful Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us Muslims of word. When we say something, when we keep to our pledges and our promises, and when we become Muslims of old, our word was good as gold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand deed and practice deed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.